update. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday urged an end to the grueling Mideast conflict after Israel struck Iran early Saturday in what Washington said was justified retaliation for a strike on Israel earlier this month. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from Washington.
Biden stopped to address the ongoing war as he cast his vote on Monday and threw his support behind a two-day ceasefire deal proposed by Egypt's leader.
We need a ceasefire. We should end this war. It should end.
U.S. allies agree. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
I am clear that Israel has the right to defend itself against Iranian aggression. I'm equally clear that we need to avoid further regional escalation and urge all sides to show restraint.
The U.S. State Department on Monday warned Iran not to respond to Israel's October 26th response to Iran's October 1st missile attack on Israel. Spokesman Matthew Miller warned that if Iran did respond, the U.S. would continue to defend Israel. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
At a cabinet meeting in Seoul Tuesday, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said that military cooperation between North Korea and Russia, quote, poses a significant security threat to the international community. President Yoon said Monday that the deployment of North Korean troops to the battlefield in Ukraine could happen more quickly than anticipated, according to South Korean intelligence assessments. The U.S. Defense Department said Monday that North Korea has sent about 10,000 troops to train in Russia, more than tripling NATO's previous estimate of 3,000 troops. The U.S.-led military alliance says North Korean troops have also been deployed to Russia's Kursk region, where Ukrainian forces invaded during a surprise attack in August and still hold territory.